This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Pork producers are encouraged to start a secure pork supply plan. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The Secure Pork Supply Plan, or SPS, allows producers to voluntarily create an enhanced biosecurity and continuity plan tailored to their operation. Dr. Meredith Peterson, Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board, says the recently reviewed SPS provides producers with the tools needed to improve biosecurity, monitor herd health, and request movement permits in the event of a foreign animal disease.
What I think producers will notice in the updated resources, much more user-friendly materials. So specifically when we think about the biosecurity plan, a lot of the practices will remain the same within the plan, but completing the plan itself should be a lot easier to do for producers. We've had a lot of producers and veterinarians engage with the plan, create it, and we have a lot of good field feedback to now implement in the updated version.
Dr. Peterson said the updates are being driven by new research on risk factors associated with foreign animal diseases.
Additionally, the industry has had some new initiatives and programs since the last time SPS was updated. For example, the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan, or U.S. SHIP, did not exist the last time SPS was updated. And so we wanted to make sure, where possible, those industry programs are able to provide similar guidance.
Dr. Peterson said it's beneficial for producers to have everything in one place, from biosecurity protocols to movement records, making it easier to manage and respond when needed.
We'll help producers to record their movement records electronically, and they have the ability to do that using AgView. There's also the biosecurity component, as well as some disease monitoring educational resources where producers can learn what the symptoms of FADs are and how to look for them on their farms and who to contact if they see things like that.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.